Good afternoon. It is Matt Skywatcher with wildcountry.fm. It is Friday. That means we are talking with Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country for Wild Country Connects. Hello, Ray.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. It's good. It's Friday. Can't ever go wrong on a Friday.
Just trying to remember how many years I've been doing this now. It's like 3-4 years, I think, I've been doing this.
Yeah, and like 3 or 4 different mats.
Well, that's a good point, but yeah. We got the best one now.
Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that until the next mat comes along.
Fans in 2 counties, fans in 2 countries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's been a while.
No, we enjoy doing it, and of course, as always, really appreciate the opportunity just to, again, to talk to the fans of the show, no matter where they are.
Yeah.
Because education really is the key to a lot of these things, like, you know, what we'll talk about, you know, briefly here today being National Cancer Prevention Month.
Oh, yes.
Which
okay.
A lot of people might be like, didn't even really know there was a National Cancer Prevention Month. And I'll be honest with you, I knew there was one, but I had never really looked into it because we spend a lot of our time talking about the individual, you know, cancers, mm-hmm. whether that be cervical or breasts or prostate, right. et cetera. But there is an overarching month, and that is the month of February. And I think it's, you know, we spend so much time talking about individual cancers, you know, they kind of get lost in the conversation on how serious of an issue it can be. You know, it's estimated that about 2 million people were diagnosed with cancer last year. And that's
wow.
non-melanoma, other than non-melanoma skin cancer. So if you added that in, it would be even higher,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a lot of people, and it's a scary amount when you think about the amount of time we do spend on education and prevention. And about the saddest thing, you know, is we lost about 620,000 people last year from the disease. So, you know, these are fresh numbers. And the thing that frustrates you, and you and I talk about this a lot, about 40% of these cases can be attributed to preventable causes.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's excess body weight, inactivity, excessive exposure to the sun. I mean, it's obviously health benefits to being out in the sun, so extensive exposure to the sun. And let us not forget consuming too much alcohol and still one of the top ones, smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you dig into some of the data, you know, almost 6 million cancer deaths were prevented from 1975 to 2020 due to, you know, the interventions that you and I talk about a lot on these episodes. Mm-hmm. So again, education is the key, you know, to all of this. But when what I really hope sinks in today in the short time, you know, we get to spend with the fans of the show is that 40% of 620,000 deaths last year, 40% of those, no guarantees, but could have been and were attributed to preventable causes.
Wow.
Such as the smoking, body weight, physical inactivity, and excessive exposure to the sun. So this means, obviously, steps such as quitting smoking. And for the youngest people listening to the show, please don't start smoking. And vaping is not a good substitution.
Yeah.
Maintain a healthy weight. Exercise regularly, protect your skin from the sun, and get vaccinated. You know, we talk about, you know, the vaccinations that are available today for certain things, like HPV. Get it done. There's just no reason for you not to take advantage of what we have learned over the years and what we do have, you know, in place. You know, many reductions in cancer mortality have been achieved through the education, like you and I try to do. Nationwide initiatives, for example, reducing tobacco use, have led to declines from about 43% of adults in 1965, which, hey, that even predates me, to about 11% in 2022. So we've come a long way.
Wow.
But, you know, nearly 20% of all cancer cases and 30% of deaths are still caused by smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So we've lowered the amount of the number of people smoking, but obviously there's still so many people dying from it. So it's something very simple that we can handle.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's end it on a fun note. I think you and I have done this in the past. Five question quiz for you and the fans of the show.
Okay.
And one of these you really should get like right away. More than 2 million new cases of cancer are expected to be diagnosed again this year in 2026.
Wow.
What percentage of those result from preventable causes, potentially preventable causes? 7, 18, 26, 31, or 40%?
40%.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. I don't have a bell.
Yeah.
Question number two. Which of these modifiable risk factors are most strongly associated with cancer? Tobacco use, excess body weight, and alcohol consumption. Tobacco use, sun exposure, alcohol consumption. Tobacco use, cancer-causing pathogens, physical inactivity. Tobacco use, sun, UV exposure, excess body weight, or tobacco use, physical inactivity, and sun exposure.
Man, can we go with all the above?
I know we're going through really quick through those. Yeah, it's an interesting question, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go with E myself, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Question three. According to the CDC, smoking and secondhand smoke exposure are responsible for more than 480,000 deaths a year in the U.S., including lung cancer. How many different types of cancer are linked to tobacco use? 7, 11, 18, 23, or 35?
I'll go with 7.
7?
Yeah.
All right, question four, which of the following is a cancer-causing pathogen? Boy, you and I have talked about this a lot. I know people aren't going to know what these necessarily are, so I'll throw it out there. Hepatitis B virus, hepatitis C virus, HPV, which everybody should know, because we've talked about it.
Yes.
Or all of the above.
All the above.
All right. And the last question. Changing or modifying certain behaviors can reduce your risk for developing cancer. Which of the following lifestyle modifications can reduce your risk of cancer? Stay physically active, limit consumption of red meat, processed foods, maintain a healthy weight, limit alcohol consumption, or all of the above?
All the above.
There we go.
Yes.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
Well, we answered 3 out of 5 correctly.
Hey, not bad. Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
It's not bad.
So again, just stay up to date on these things, educate yourself. But again, it comes down to common sense and think about this. Again, we've come a long way, but the fact that we'll still, have 2 million people just in the United States be diagnosed with cancer this year is obviously a number that we can work on and do better at. And we certainly don't want to lose 620,000 people a year to cancer.
No.
It's not only, the wrong thing from a human nature perspective. Imagine the cost to the economy and the healthcare system every year. So talk to your primary care provider about all these cancer screens and various vaccines that are available for things today that are related to cancer, and you'll put yourself, one step in the right direction. So whether it's one of our providers at Community Health Center of the North Country or with someone else in the North Country, talk to them and keep those annual appointments, and don't be afraid to bring these things up. It could save your life.
Prevention, prevention, prevention. We say it every week.
You got it.
He is Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country for Wild Country Connects. Ray, thanks for joining us.
Thanks again. Appreciate it.